This is Pharaoh's house.
Greetings, kind souls and spirit bodies. In this podisode, how to use logic to address reluctance towards fasting, food additives, a witch's brew for behavior control, and in my holistic health benefits, addiction damage repair and addiction dismantling. As always, begin with inquiries. The first topic is fear toward fasting. Why fast? Why not fast? Is fasting the same as purging cleansing? Is it necessary to do both back to back? These questions complement one another in fostering a balanced and critical comprehension of fasting in terms of intent, focus, and perspective. So, why fast? Fast because the vessel requires recharging mainly through metabolic calm. During a fast, particularly in the initial stages, the sympathetic nervous grid or system may become more active to mobilize energy stores. However, as your vessel adapts to fasting, the activity of this sympathetic grid or system tends to decrease. Your parasympathetic nervous grid, which is responsible for the rest and digest response, becomes more dominant as your vessel enters a state of metabolic calm. More aptly put, recharging, especially during prolonged fasting. Biochemical mediators and autoicoids, aka hormones, like serotonin levels, can fluctuate during fasting. In many instances, fasting may lead to increased serotonin production, which can contribute to improved mood and reduced anxiety. Fasting allegedly does not directly affect melatonin, the hormone that regulates sleep-wake cycles. On the contrary, light exposure primarily influences melatonin production. However, fasting does impact sleep patterns, which definitely influence melatonin levels. The act of intuitive fasting requires wisely logical intent, meaning you have self-inquired, reflected, and considered, then planned mentally before acting. To self-inquire is to ask yourself urgent questions that require answers. For example, when you answer the question, why fast, you seek reasons in favor of fasting. Inquiring into fasting involves pondering the physical and spiritual challenges. Remember the word I created, spiritual and mental together, spiritual, while also exploring the potential benefits and purposes. More than likely, your experience and approach to fasting has been focused on food-related reasons, appetite challenges, and physical repair issues. Think of ancient stories you've heard or read about those prophets and sages of the past who fasted with an intent focused on knowing and comprehending answers to profound questions related to purpose and interacting with clarity. Do you yearn to connect fasting and cognition correctly? Then make it so. Start with fasting on short-term effects and the short-term effects of fasting. Short-term fasting incrementally improves cognition function such as attention, memory, and optimized decision-making. This happens because of increased levels of brain-derived neurotrophic factor, or BDNF, a protein that promotes the growth and survival of neurons. After 3 months, prepare for a longer fast. This time, focus on your long-term effects. Prolonged fasting benefits deeper thinking, will strengthening, and dreaming functions. The effects of fasting on cognition vary significantly from individual to individual depending on factors such as health status and duration of the fast. Quality re-energizing, aka sound sleep, facilitates optimal cognitive function, including pattern recognition, memory, attention span, intuition, and decision making. When you optimize re-energizing or sleep, you greatly increase melatonin production by balancing circadian rhythms. Melatonin also has neuroprotective effects, benefiting cognitive health in the long term. During sympathetic grid dominance, meaning when you are most physically active during the day, your thoughts usually become fragmented. This experimental fragmentation you are to address before fasting. Decrease stimuli input from typical sources like electronics, music, etc. Experimental fragmentation leads to imbalanced decision-making, re-emergence of dormant pattern or behavior patterns, for example, like addictions, and weak will in terms of cognition volition. The simple act of recalibrating circadian rhythms along with optimizing your meals also adjusts any insulin sensitivity or insulin resistance issues. The decision to fast mandates your clear intent and focus. Prior to fasting, your perceptive insight acknowledges any positive effects or justifications for fasting, which may include health benefits and/or experimental maturing. At the same time, you recognize challenges that may arise, such as overall health, external influences such as sentient interactions, and empire-related attachments like work, school, or a multitude of other commitments. When you answer the question, why fast, this encourages comprehending the motivations plus potential advantages of fasting. I asked two questions at the start of this topic, the second question being, why not fast? For both questions, use inductive and deductive reasoning. Inductive reasoning helps you realize the potential benefits of fasting by observing patterns and drawing general conclusions from specific instances. Deductive reasoning helps you to analyze the potential risks and drawbacks of fasting based on existing knowledge and holistic guidelines. Your conclusions to each type of reasoning will help clarify your intent. For example, when you ask why not fast, this question probes reasons against fasting during a particular period. A critical analysis of your reason not to fast should focus on potential obstacles, such as commitments to familial, social, and other experimentally demanding interactions and health restrictive conditions. Your analysis explores risks, contraindications, or practical challenges associated with fasting. Implementing a wise perspective encourages holistically thorough evaluation of any limitations or potential harm that may impede optimal fasting. Once pinpointed, each challenge you are to address, adjust, ameliorate, or repair prior to fasting. This includes emotional states which intensify and/or support parasitic influences. Parasitic influences strongly prefer that you do not fast, regardless of your current or potential situational status. As an aside, take note of these three words: induce, deduce, and contraindicate. Imagine you notice your coworker or friend, and they indicate that they feel better after skipping meals until 6 p.m. for 3 days in a row. You might induce that intermittent fasting could be helpful for them. You're figuring it out based on what you've observed. Now suppose you know that fasting can help regulate blood sugar, and you know your friend has high blood sugar. You can deduce that fasting might be beneficial for them. You're using logic to reach a conclusion. Lastly, if your friend has a history of low blood sugar, you might contraindicate fasting until the low blood sugar status is addressed. This means you'd advise against it because it could be harmful to them unless they address the low blood sugar first. Now for topic two, food additives, a witch's brew for behavior control. Identifying additives approved by regulatory bodies like the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, that cause addictive reactions or weaken immune responses is a complex but necessary task, especially if you ingest processed substances. And by processed substances, I'm also including those foods or substances classified as vegan, vegetarian, or organic. These substances, considered safe within regulated limits, have only recently raised concerns in emerging research. Though for many years earlier, opponents of the food, drug, and personal care products industries have decried the dangers of these toxins. This topic complements my 15-minute podisode lecture from several days earlier and the Discord lecture, which at the time was not recorded. Anyway, in this segment, I share the names of a few commonly used additives in U.S. foods, personal care products, and household cleaning items, which include the following, and take note: monosodium glutamate, or MSG, high fructose corn syrup, artificial sweeteners, and tartrazine, or FD&C yellow number 5. These additives are linked to neurotoxicity, metabolic issues, immune dysfunction, and allergic reactions. Preservatives like sodium benzoate, butylated hydroxyanisole, or BHA, butylated hydroxytoluene, or BHT, and tert-butyl hydroquinone, or TBHQ, also pose potential risks, including endocrine disruption and immune grid impairment. Personal care products are also ingested through skin, scalp, and membranes of orifices. These so-called personal care products often contain additives like phthalates, parabens, triclosan, formaldehyde-releasing agents, and sodium lauryl sulfate, or SLS, which incite endocrine disruption, antibiotic response, and skin irritation. Similarly, artificial food colorings, polysorbate 80 and carrageenan gums, are frequently used in foods, with concerns about behavioral effects, gastrointestinal inflammation, and allergic reactions. Other additives like sodium nitrate or nitrate and aluminum compounds also contain carcinogenic properties and neurotoxicity. These substances often appear in combinations, amplifying their effects. The prevalence of these combinations in everyday items highlights their crafty roles in stabilizing products, enhancing sensory appeal, and preserving the appearance of freshness. For example, HFCS, or high fructose corn syrup, and sodium benzoate are commonly found and used together in soft drinks, while parabens and triclosan are found in antibacterial soaps together. These widespread additives and their usage lead to cumulative exposure, which exacerbates a long list of health issues, which lead to multiple levels of distractions. Distractions lead to inner discombobulating of homeostasis and corruption of will balance. A key note to remember pertains to the purpose and the predetermined end results from using these combined additives. I call these carefully concocted additive combos or combinations brews, and brews are also pharmaceuticals, mainly because these substances are meant to be ingested through an orifice or skin as if they were natural, and they're not. In other words, they are elements in disguise. We are designed to ingest that which is true and in itself by nature, organic minus subterfuge and deception. These industrial additives are delivered to the willing consumer through deceptive means to carry out or contribute to chaos and false order. Aside from contributing to and manifesting deteriorating illnesses, sabotaging the gut microbiome and vital organ grid, these combined additives and additive groups greatly influence your will and cognitive functions. In summary, each toxic combination also enhances and contributes to product allure, repeat usage, and reliance. To strengthen your will, repair overall health, and dissolve distraction addictions, employ a daily reduction elimination pattern. Your participation is appreciated. This part of the podisode ends here. The longer version is available only to subscribing participants. Subscribe today through one of the links shown in the description to absorb the entire podisode.